This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Good evening, Bill. In the cases of those Democratic operatives who are now being investigated by federal prosecutors, there are no charges yet, and that is perhaps why there is far more focus right now on President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, whose trial on bank and tax fraud charges is obviously underway. So we'll start there tonight, with the judge in the case telling prosecutors that their focus so far on Paul Manafort's lavish lifestyle, quote, isn't relevant. Judge T.S. Ellis adding that it's not a crime to be wealthy. Prosecutors were also told not to use the word oligarchs to describe the wealthy Ukrainians with whom Manafort did business because the word implied that Manafort was associating with, quote, despicable people and therefore he's despicable. That's not the American way, the judge said. President Trump again weighed in on the trial today, tweeting, quote, looking back on history, who was treated worse? Alphonse Capone, legendary mob boss killer and public enemy number one, or Paul Manafort, political operative and Reagan doll darling, now serving solitary confinement, although convicted of nothing. Where is the Russian collusion? Now to those other political operatives with Democrat Party ties. Special Counsel Robert Mueller has referred the cases of former lobbyist Tony Podesta and former Obama White House counsel Greg Craig to New York prosecutors, and the Southern District of New York has, Fox News has confirmed, opened investigations into them over potential illegal foreign lobbying. Tony Podesta is the chairman of the Podesta Group and brother of John Podesta, Hillary Clinton's former presidential campaign chairman. Tony Podesta is being investigated for failing to register his work on behalf of foreign agents, in this case the government of the Ukraine. Craig, the former White House counsel, worked for a law firm that also did business on behalf of a Russian-backed former Ukrainian president. As I mentioned, no charges yet in those cases, nor are there any charges in a similar investigation of former Republican Congressman Vin Weber, nor for that matter in the case of President Trump's former personal attorney Michael Cohen, a case obviously getting a lot more attention than the one against the Democrat-linked operatives, perhaps because it's linked to a sitting rather than former president, or perhaps because it involves Playboy models rather than arcane lobbying laws. But the investigations, Bill, show just how many names of political operatives and lobbyists are coming up in the Mueller investigation and how a lot of people who did even a little business with or on behalf of foreign governments, organizations, or individuals might have reason to be worried tonight.
Thank you, Jonathan. Jonathan Hunt leading our coverage there in California. Thank you, sir.
To explode. I mean, you need like a whiteboard to connect the dots with all this stuff. It is no wonder the president is getting frustrated. Of course, over the weekend, he called it out. It's a terrible situation. And Attorney General Jeff Sessions should stop this rigged witch hunt right now before it continues to stain our country. And any further, he says Bob Mueller is totally conflicted. His 17 angry Democrats that are doing his dirty work are a disgrace to the USA. He also pointed out that, you know, he didn't hire Mueller. Mueller came to him and said, hey, look, I know you're going to replace Comey, so let me be the replacement. Yeah, that ain't going to happen. And so supposedly there's some hard feelings there. But, the fact that Donald Trump keeps pointing out 17 angry Democrats, you know, are wondering, okay, the only people that are in the crosshairs of the special counsel seem to be all Republicans. Well, now you get the name of Tony Podesta, but you're still, I know, you're asking the same question I am, too. Well, what about Hillary? You know, what about Uma Abedin? What about all the others there that are associated, you know, with the Obama administration? Oh, that's right. They were all given immunity. Maybe that's what keeps them out of jail and keeps them out of the cross. I don't know if we are ever going to get to the bottom of this. I'm right with you. I'm asking the same question. Americans. Well, we've got more coming up. Lowell Ponte, we're going to talk about the economy and some other interesting side bits, because that's the way it rolls with Lowell. Stay with us. Coming up next.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Lowell Ponte over there. Yes, the one and only Lowell Ponte, former think tank futurist whose articles have appeared in the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, many other publications. And it is just such an honor to have Lowell here and have his insight, because when we start looking at the reality of our government and the economy and how it comes together at the proper intersection, it is quite challenging, and I can understand why people are a bit nervous these days, Lowell.
Oh, I can indeed. Even as President Trump says, in order to get his wall around the United States or on the southern border, he may be willing to stage a government shutdown rather than go along with a new budget. The surprising thing is that not more than a few days ago, we discovered there was a wall around the United States, a rather tall and powerful wall designed to stop immigrants. Now, mind you, I didn't say immigrants,
right,
people coming in like illegal aliens to collect on our welfare system and so on. No, we're talking about people trying to get out. Like the Berlin Wall was there to stop people from fleeing communist East Berlin. Well, under Barack Obama, a new law was implemented, and under that implementation, the Internal Revenue Service has the right, at the push of a button, to turn off the passport of anybody who they say owes $50,000 or more in taxes. Mind you, that doesn't mean you've been convicted of owing $50,000. That means the IRS has said arbitrarily that you owe $50,000. The IRS says it's prepared immediately to revoke the passports of 362,000 Americans under that law all of a sudden. And what does that mean? That means you bought your $10 million estate in New Zealand, like so many in Silicon Valley. Mm-hmm. You plan to flee there as soon as things begin to break down in the U.S., and guess what? You're going to run to the airport and suddenly be told, oh, you can't leave the country. Your passport has been invalidated for lack of paying taxes. Of course, if you wish to pay $12 million to the government in taxes right now, cash, check, or credit card, then we will be perfectly happy to free you to escape. Otherwise, you are under house arrest. You are a prisoner inside the United States forever and ever.
Wow. Now, this was
the power the government has taken onto itself.
And this was all done under the Obama administration.
Yes, and what I am doing in a column at WorldNet Daily a few days ago is I am calling on President Trump to tear down this wall, President Obama's great tax wall of socialism and wealth confiscation.
Wow. I got to tell you, I am surprised. How come we're not hearing about this, Lowell?
That's a good question. Well, they've just implemented it. They haven't technically begun enforcing it yet. But Craig Smith and I, of course, warned about it 2 years ago in our book, Money, Morality, and the Machine. Mm-hmm. It is one of 19 different traps that Obama and the IRS set up for unwary taxpayers in order to steal your money The other 19 are just as frightening, or the other 18 are just as frightening and horrifying as this is. But this is the focus of today because people don't realize a wall has been built around the United States. It has been put up. And if you're trying to get out with money, or just trying to get out in general as a taxpayer, you are now prisoner here. The non-taxpaying illegal is still perfectly free to come into the country, but the taxpaying American who the IRS wants to keep paying taxes, it's rather like California. You remember the Eagles song, the Hotel California.
Oh, yeah, Hotel California. Yes,
you can check out any time you like, but you can never leave. Well, the big taxing states like California and New York and so on pursue people even after they've moved to other states. And they will tax audit you if you're, say, in Florida to find out if you still have a California driver's license, a California residence worth more than your place in Florida, and use all kinds of other standards. Did you make telephone calls every single day that can be traced from the state of Florida? If you can't, then any day that you cannot prove you were in Florida, or at least outside of California or New York, they will assume that you were in California or New York and you will owe taxes.
Exactly.
I first became aware of this kind of thing when the Rolling Stones used to tour in the United States, and they had an entire staff whose only job was to maintain hour by hour where they were on a concert tour. So they would do all their rehearsal and everything else on a Caribbean island, and then at the last possible moment fly into the U.S., perform, and then fly out immediately.
To mitigate their taxes.
To limit their tax liability.
Yeah. You imagine maybe some baseball teams are starting, they find an offshore island they can go have their practice and warm up in and be flown in at the last second. But this has been going on, whether it's basketball teams or whatever, that there is a state tax wherever they're playing.
Oh, well, the greed of government is almost limitless. California, of course, has done many other innovative things. For example, if you're a company that happens to have an office in California, you may be taxed as if you were responsible for all your company's worldwide revenue. The assumption being that what you made in California, you're illegally transferring to another branch outside California and hence trying to avoid California taxes.
Sure.
I remember when a major business in California, and maybe this still is the case, they have a quarterly inventory tax. So if you're a stereo company and you have $100,000 worth of stereo equipment on a particular day of the year, the IRS will swoop down and tax you on everything that's in your store at that moment as inventory. And so there was a huge business of people owning giant warehouses and renting them out 20 feet across the line into Nevada from California. So everyone would keep their stereos or whatever for sale in that warehouse in Nevada and only bring them in when they'd actually been bought.
Exactly. Well, you know, this is what government does. It rewards, you know, this kind of behavior. And then meanwhile, you kind of turn everybody into, a bit of a lawbreaker, do you not?
Well, yeah. Well, a law evader, at least.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, tax evasion is illegal. Tax avoidance is legal. And then you quibble over what is avoidance and evasion in Europe. This has become a major political issue, and that left-wing groups like Antifa will come out against companies that take steps to pay less tax in a given European country. I remember they went into almost insane fury when the group U2 in Ireland suddenly moved its management center from Ireland to the Netherlands, because it was much more tax advantageous to have their business operating from the Netherlands. Why? Because they paid a lot less taxes.
Exactly.
And there were mobs brought out against them protesting, oh, you're denying our government the money that they've been collecting from you. Well, you bet I'm denying the government the money they're collecting from you.
Yeah. It's like all these golfers that have moved from California to Florida. Phil Mickelson, the knucklehead, instead of just moving, he makes a big announcement, gets himself in the crosshairs, and so he's stuck in California. He's in the Hotel California.
right there. You know, having to...
And he's a neighbor of mine, so I empathize.
See, you empathize. You know the deal. Well, anyway, when he invites you over for drinks, tell him I said hey. Hey, we've got more from Lowell Ponte. Stay with us, America. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you, America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Lowell Ponte is with us. And Lowell, before we get too involved here, as we always do, I know you got another hot book you and Craig Smith have come up with that's under your sleeve. You want to, you know, explain to everybody?
Oh, yeah, this is the book I referred to in the last segment. That is Money, Morality, and the Machine, among other things. It's an analytic listing of 19 different traps that the government has set for you, or for any other Americans who are paying taxes or trying to save money. one of which is this invisible wall they have just finally activated around the United States, not to keep illegal aliens from coming in, but rather to keep immigrants, American taxpayers, from getting out.
Right.
So all they have to do is say, the IRS, that you owe them money.
Mm-hmm.
And if you owe them, today the line was set at $50,000, but they can lower that down to $1,000 anytime they want.
Of course. Right.
The technical language of the IRS is merely that you have to have seriously delinquent tax debt, close quote. I mean, mm-hmm. it's a very vague expression, and that gives them the power at the push of a computer button to turn off your passport.
Wow.
At every checkpoint around the world where the modern world reaches, and therefore you simply can't leave your home country.
Yeah, and
you're
start
here as a target to be taxed.
Exactly, and start mounting up the legal bills. I mean,
and this book, Money, Morality, and the Machine, I know you're interested in all 19 of these.
Yes, I am.
This is only one of them. You can get the book absolutely free and postpaid. It will not cost you a penny. This is what Craig and I do to try to save the world. This is our little Blues Brothers mission from God. Just by calling 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 800-630-1492. Meanwhile, you have the absurdity of a Democratic Party that is rapidly turning socialist, as we've all been witnessing.
Mm-hmm.
The number two head of the party, Congressman Keith Ellison, the first American Muslim member of Congress from Minnesota, actually goes to gatherings of Hispanics wearing a T-shirt that says, Yo no creo en fronteras. I don't believe in borders.
Borders, right. Yeah.
So he doesn't think there even should be a border coming into the United States. But he has said nothing at all about this invisible IRS border for American taxpayers trying to get out of the United States. Apparently the Democrats have no problem with that as long as it involves more revenue for the government.
Yeah. Well, and that's only until the point that you get all these wealthy people in Silicon Valley that one day decide they're leaving Dodge and the button gets pressed on them. Then watch for, you know, all hell breaking loose here, you know, because, you know, all of, you know, Barack Obama's cronies are going to get smacked right in the forehead with the reality of the power button of the IRS.
Well, they are. But of course, the perennial saying is you can pay us now or pay us later. You can either pay your taxes or you can pay 30% of your taxes in huge political bribes. Donald Trump was considered an angel back before 2009 when he became a Republican. Before that, he'd been a major donor to the Democratic Party, and Chuck Schumer and others considered him a hero.
Mm-hmm.
They embraced him heartily. By the way, it's amusing that they keep accusing him of sexual improprieties and so on, all of which happened back when he was a Democrat. Since he became a Republican, he's apparently been involved in nothing like that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, kind of an odd deal. What a conscience and a connection with morality will do to your life. How much that can change the way you live and cause you to regret the way you lived before. But
it's too bad. I remember Orson Welles once revealing that he had made a custom passport for himself. He had a U.S. passport, but he had sewn very neatly into it a page printed in gold that said, in the event of the death or injury of the bearer of this passport, immediately notify the President of the United States, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Washington, D.C. And that's all it said.
Mm-hmm.
And as Orson Welles put it, as I once talked to him, he said, you know, there's nothing wrong with me asking people to notify the President. If anything happens to me, you can do the same thing.
Sure, why not?
but that's all it said, and yet you give this to someone at a third world checkpoint, and they've never seen anything like it before, and they gasp and say, who is this person who's so important that the President is to be notified if anything happens to him?
Smart move. Did you put that in your passport now?
Oh, no, it's technically now illegal to modify your passport in any way, including adding a page to it like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a great idea at the time.
Yes.
The point is, however, if your passport can be turned off electronically in 1 second by the IRS on their arbitrary allegation that you maybe owe some taxes, are you really a citizen at all?
Mm.
I mean, yeah. They can literally shut off your main document that allows you to travel. And, of course, in some states, you will very soon not even be able to fly it domestically on an airliner without your passport because they don't accept state driver's licenses from, among others, California, because they aren't done in exactly the form required as a universal ID by the federal government. I think there are five states like that. And so you'd be expected to fly with your passport, and you could be shut down even flying domestically, much less internationally.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Well, Lowell, we have 19 different traps that you and Craig have written about in your new book. And again, we appreciate that offer, 800-630-1492. I guess evidently you were able to capture 1492 for the longest time. It was 1494, but now we've got 1492, which, you know, rhymes with Columbus and all that.
Well, I think it's much nicer. Columbus was interesting because he once fooled some Native Americans on, I forget if it was Cuba or Puerto Rico, I guess Cuba, by saying he was going to make the gods angry and tell them to be furious at you for not helping us. And he warned that the moon would turn red.
Mm.
Just after sunset. He, of course, had books of eclipses.
Mm-hmm.
And so he knew that this was going to happen. The natives did not. And they were terribly impressed and terrified when the moon...
They saw the blood moon.
However, if he'd been saying that to the Mayans,
mm-hmm.
Mayans had very good astronomy, and they knew all about eclipses. They could predict them as well as Westerners could.
Right.
So they would have seen Columbus do that and just laughed at him.
Really?
Yeah. Said, who do you think you're fooling?
Exactly. Well, Lowell, here it is. You know, we've got 19. You mentioned one. Give us a couple of highlights. We've got a couple of minutes left of the other 18 remaining.
Oh, I'm waiting for people to get the actual book.
Yes.
Gee, I didn't even have the book open to that page. I apologize.
Oh, no, not to worry. But yes, you want to get the book because there's no way we're going to be able to enumerate and go through all 19. But one was a huge trap here.
A lot of people would say, oh, I'll just renounce my citizenship. Many people have done that. Mm-hmm. The government, however, has raised the cost of renouncing your own citizenship by 422%. They're going to make money from you coming or going.
Mm.
Hillary Clinton proposed a large exit tax, perhaps 25% of the total assets of your company, if you want your company headquarters to leave the U.S., and so on. I mean, there's a long analysis of these that you would find fascinating, and all you need to do is get the free book, which, by the way, is 250 pages. It goes into much, much more than that,
mm-hmm.
including our science fiction-like future, including this idea that has just been renounced in Ontario, Canada. They were going to try a three-year experiment giving people free money as income, and they discovered what Finland did, why it renounced its experiment like that, which is that if you give people money, they tend to stop working altogether.
Imagine that.
How astonishing. And yet, that is the wave of the future, theoretically, because robots are going to be taking our jobs. In the European Union, they've dealt with that, as we've discussed before, by declaring robots to be electronic persons who, yes, have rights, but they also have tax obligations. So the government is suddenly able to tax each individual robot in a factory, and that revenue will make up for the people who are not employed, who have been replaced by the robots, and that will allow a universal income to be given to them. But what kind of life?
Could you imagine the cranky utopia that will be resulting, you know, from that wonderful idea? Well, Lowell, we got to leave it there for another day. Again, I remind you, make that phone call, take advantage of Lowell's free offer, 800-630-1492. He and Craig's new book, Money, Morality, and the Machine. Lowell, as always, an honor to have you with us. Appreciate it, buddy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the low lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Stocks open way down on Wall Street this morning as trade tensions with China heat up again. The Trump administration seeking trade concessions from China and proposing a 25% tariff on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports. Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross says it's got to be done.
The president ultimately wants less tariffs, less non-tariff trade barriers, the whole nine yards. But to get there, we have to make it more painful for them to continue these bad practices.
He was speaking on Fox Business Network. Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Panel say a massive number of documents on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh are being made available for review. Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley saying it should be more than enough to satisfy Democrats. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Biff Martinez.
His reputation is expanding faster than the universe. He once had an awkward moment just to see how it feels. He lives vicariously through himself. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Phil Martinez Live.
Have you ever done that, you know, had an awkward moment just to experience, to feel, you know, just so that you understand how most people feel? It's a little bit different. You know, why not try it? 28 minutes before the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. You know, many of you heard me talk about songs and stories for soldiers. And many of you have participated here recently with our campaign drive because songs and stories for soldiers, .us has expanded faster than we can keep up with it, which is to say that we're involved now with over 110 veteran service facilities across the U.S., have distributed over 15,000. And MP3 players. Now, these MP3 players are critical in helping our vets deal with, you know, depression and suicide and PTSD. They come with songs and stories on the MP3 player. They cost roughly about $10 each, and we gladly hand them out to vets. And we're asking, look, at if it's on your heart to participate, we thank you for doing that. We appreciate it. Just go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us. Hit the donate button. You can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Upper right-hand corner, some dog tags. That's the donate button. Click on that. Whatever you choose to do, however you choose to support us, I want to thank you in advance for your help in doing what we can to save a vet's life. It could be that big a difference considering the fact that we're losing something like 22 vets a day to suicide. That is absolutely heartbreaking. Now to change over to, you know, let's talk about Judge Kavanaugh, if we will. Joe Manchin met with Justice Kavanaugh here this week, and Al Weaver is with us. Al is a political reporter for the Washington Examiner. He previously reported the Daily Caller and worked as Director of Social Media and Audience Outreach. Al, good to have you with us. How you doing?
Good, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you for coming on. You wrote about this two-hour sit-down. A lot of people thought maybe, you know, Joe might go through the motions and maybe, you know, 30, 45 minutes. But obviously it was an engaging opportunity for the senator and the judge.
Yeah, Manchin seems to be making the most out of this opportunity. He's remained noncommittal, obviously, after the meeting and, you know, until it goes before the Senate Judiciary Committee, whenever that is. But, yeah, this is a real opportunity for Manchin. He's obviously facing a really tough re-election in the fall, and Kavanaugh is something that could swing it one way or another. If he ends up voting against Kavanaugh, which I think a lot of people don't expect that he will, I think a lot of people expect that him, Donnelly, and Heidi Heitkamp will all vote for him eventually, especially if all 50 Republicans are on board. I think that's kind of a given. But I think that, you know, I think most people are expecting all three of those to vote for it. It'd be a real upset if one of them decides not to. And Manchin especially, he's kind of carved out this niche as, you know, a moderate Democrat. There aren't many of those left.
Exactly.
And he's obviously running in a state where Trump won by 40 points. So he's got to maintain a closeness that a lot of others do not have to.
Well, of course, if Leader Schumer sees that it's a fait accompli, then, you know, he'll release Manchin and the others, you know, to go along for the sake of their seat, right?
You'd think so. But, I mean, at this point, I mean, Democrats are in a real tricky situation here because right now it doesn't look like they're going to be able to stop this nomination. You know, as long as, you know, it's 50 votes, they're not going to be able to stop it, it seems.
Right.
Susan Collins has spoken very favorably of Kavanaugh, and so has Lisa Murkowski. Neither of them have given any inkling of hints or any ideas that they're going to vote against him or even, you know, not even are considering voting against him.
Mm-hmm.
They're spoken very favorably of him. So, you know, right now for Democrats, it's a matter of, you know, do you want it now or do you want it later? Do you want him on the court by the beginning of October, which is when the court, you know, convenes? Or, you know, as Mitch McConnell threatened, do you want this to drag on until, you know, right before the November election to have even a bigger election issue and have possibly a Supreme Court vote days before the midterms that could possibly energize Republicans?
Exactly. It's almost where they're deciding that you might as well cut your losses sooner than later. You know, if you got a loss, it's always better to cut it sooner. If you take it to the midterms, then it's going to energize the Republican base all the more and could work against them. So, I mean, this is really a tenuous situation in the game of chess on the Beltway, is it not?
No, you're right. I mean, it's actually funny. I was talking to another reporter yesterday, and we were guessing back and forth of who's, you know, after these, because right now there are three Democrats who have scheduled or who have met with Kavanaugh. Manchin did the other day, and then on August 15th, Heidi Heitkamp and Joe Donnelly are both meeting with him. Mm-hmm. We were guessing who's going to be the next one. Because it's a real open question. You know, will it be Dianne Feinstein, the ranking member on Judiciary Committee? Will it be Schumer if they end up getting these documents? Or will it be one of these red staters? Will it be Bill Nelson? Will it be Doug Jones? Someone like that? And I think that's a real open question. And the other one, obviously, is if anyone else ends up voting for Kavanaugh, who will it be? I think that's the other question at this point.
Yeah, and speaking of the documents, you got, what, a million pages. The Democrats, as well as the Republicans, for that matter, have already proven they don't read very well. And, you know, and so we saw that happen with Obamacare. They didn't read, you know, the law, just went along with it, allowed their staff, I guess, to delve into it. And I don't blame them in part. I mean, that law was so confusing. You know, I tried reading. I got about 5-6 pages deep, and my brain exploded out. But, you know, you imagine 1,000 pages they want to go through. I mean, people see this on face what it is, right?
I think so. I mean, right now it just seems like a major stall tactic at this point. I mean, as I mentioned, though, it's just a matter of, you know, how long do they want to stall this, and will they stall it? And if they do stall it, will it be for the better or for the worse? And I guess it's a question that Leader Schumer has to figure out at this point. I know he's out with a new statement this morning, you know, about these documents. And you know, I mean, that's the major thing holding back a lot of these Democrats in meeting with Kavanaugh. I think back last year, most Democrats in a meeting with Gorsuch, and that was a big thing for them. But, you know, this Gorsuch replacing Scalia is very different than Kavanaugh replacing Kennedy in their eyes. They think this is actually going to be the one that cements the Republican conservative majority for the next 10, 15 years. So That's a major concern for them.
You know, without a doubt. In the report after the meeting with Manchin, what did Manchin tell you about the meeting itself, how it went?
Well, he said about four different times that it was a very productive meeting. So he wasn't trying to let it. He wasn't trying to, you know, he's keeping a poker face up, I think, for right now. I mean, he says he's waiting until after the Senate Judiciary meets with Kavanaugh. He's probably going to meet with him again. He'll have more questions for him, I'm sure. That's what a lot of members end up doing. I remember Schumer did that after Gorsuch met with him a second time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think we're going to have to wait and see on this one, probably into September at some point, because the Senate gets back in about a week and a half at this point. They left mm-hmm. town yesterday, so they'll be back right. in a week and a half, and then he'll keep doing those meetings then, and then steamroll on to possible confirmation hearings.
Yeah, hopefully in October, hopefully before the midterms anyway, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's McConnell's goal. I mean, their goal is to have him seated at the beginning of October. That's the goal, because that would get him on the court for the beginning of the Supreme Court session.
It seemed that the two-hour situation, the report afterwards, Manchin was positive in making nice, and of course he wasn't about to bring up the abortion issue, was he?
Well, I'm not sure if he brought that up. I mean,
to the reporters, he wasn't about to bring that up. I'm sure it was that.
He didn't talk about that too much. But right. I mean, we know that's something they talked about in the meeting. I mean, Democrats. There's one thing that's come out of this August recess, is that Democrats have talked a lot about that issue. They made it known beforehand that, you know, okay, we're going to be here for the August recess. We're going to talk about health care. We're going to talk about women's rights to choose, that thing. So. You know, I mean, it's unsurprising that it would come up, but it's also wholly unsurprising that he wouldn't talk about it with us too much.
Exactly. Well, Al, great job there. Appreciate all that you're doing on behalf of the people as the political reporter for the Washington Examiner. And so we look forward to a quick confirmation, if that's even possible. It seems pretty much a fait accompli here from what I'm hearing inside the Beltway as well. Is that your read?
Pretty close to it. It would take a lot to stop this nomination.
Exactly. Well, Al Weaver, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Al, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill.
Have a great day. Just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. Stay right here.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's Bill Martinez live. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Got this red box. It says Sean Spicer's Press Briefing Survival Kit. Of course, we're going to be talking with Sean tomorrow, so make sure you're here. That will be at 11:06 Eastern Time. It says, congratulations, President Donald Trump has asked you to be his new press secretary. Former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer has been in your shoes before. Would like to pass on some basic yet essential tools to help you survive this highly stressful job. A stress ball to keep in your hand at all times during those pesky briefings. Mine's pretty well squished up. I think this may have come from his desk itself. It's interesting. A pack of his signature spicy cinnamon gum. Do not exceed more than 35 pieces a day, oh, by the way. And, of course, a copy of his new book, The Briefing, Politics, the Press, and the President, to help you learn from his own personal experiences. And, of course, we'll get an inside look tomorrow. So looking forward to that. First there was Netflix, a subscription-based streaming content service. And now there's a revolutionary new way for college students to access textbooks in a similar way at half the price. I know, and you're thinking, well, why didn't somebody come up with this idea sooner? I mean, this has been in the waiting and with high expectation for so long. Well, it's been called an alternative to the traditional and costly approach to paying for college course materials. Joining us now with more details on this new model is Michael Hansen, the CEO of Cengage. Michael, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hi, Bill. I'm fine. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I'm excited to be talking about this. This has been close to the bane of my existence. When we talk about publications and this whole industry of books, and every year, one page changes and you gotta, buy the book all over again and pay these astronomical fees. So, I gotta tell you, this segment is gonna be welcome news for many college students.
Yeah, and I would argue long overdue, Bill. I completely agree with you. I think we all know that the cost of education is a major barrier for a lot of students. And if you look at the numbers, it's actually stunning. Because, the students are actually not only faced with the cost of tuition, which we know is big and rising, But then they get into college, and then they figure out, I have to pay for housing, I have to pay for, you know, meal plans, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And then they get faced with a bill for their course materials, for their textbooks, which if you want to get the textbooks day one in, you know, in high quality, you pay north of $1,200 per year for these textbooks. Wow. So we were one of those textbook providers, and we say it's got to stop. There has to be a better alternative. And we now introduced a better alternative.
Well, it is welcome. Let me tell you, Michael, I'm excited to be sharing this with our audience because, as you say, I mean, we already know, you know, as you mentioned, tuition debt continues to skyrocket over $1 trillion. Many students in default and paying back those loans. I mean, we have come up with the modern, you know, the old version of Tennessee Ernie Ford. This is when I was growing up. You know, 16 tons, what do I get? I mean, it's the company store. It's a version of the company store, all under the guise of education, and that is a shame. So let's talk about the different cost barriers that impact college students. You touched on that briefly, but I want to set the foundation, and then we're going to come back with a solution here, okay?
Yeah, so you know, I think, Bill, what's important for us to also realize is if you and I talk about students, we typically think about the 18 to 20-year-old students sitting in college for 4 years. Mm-hmm. The reality is that today, the student body is very different in the sense it's a lot more mixed. They're older students, they're students that have families, single moms, they have a house, potentially they have a mortgage, et cetera. So they have a lot of, you know, a lot of costs coming their way, and they try to juggle it. And often, you know, the cost of the textbooks is something that they didn't anticipate. So as a result, they're actually making some stunningly bad choices. 43% of students are saying that they're skipping meals in order to afford college textbooks. Mm. And we said, as one of the largest providers in this country, we said it's got to stop, and we got to start with our own business model and change that business model.
Well, let's talk about the change. What are you proposing?
So what we have launched, and we have announced it about 6 months ago, and we've officially launched it just a few days ago, is something which students are very familiar with. The way that they actually consume music is this way, and the way they consume video is this way. It's a subscription service. And basically, for $120 a semester, you can get access to over 22,000 different textbooks. But also importantly, you get access to our learning platform, which means that we and you can now customize the material to your individual needs and your individual style. You might be more of a visual learner. You get more video. Mm-hmm. You might want to test yourself as to where you are. You get assessment questions. So for $120, you get all this, and that compares to otherwise you would have to pay north of $1,200 to get that kind of material in the old traditional model.
Now, does this give you both the audio and the video, or is each element a separate subscription?
No. It's all in. There is no separate. There's no hidden fees. And actually, on top of that, Bill, we talked to a lot of students, and the students told us, you know, I like the digital experience because I can customize it and it's flexible, but I still like the book. Mm-hmm. And I still like the fact that I can, you know, leaf through the book and look at the index, etc. So what we said, again, as part of the subscription, no extra cost, we'll ship you a rental textbook for the duration of the semester for free. Mm-hmm. So you have that textbook if you want. You have that print experience as well.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you a lot that I do on this radio show, you know, to attest to what they're saying, is that I, especially when I'm doing an interview, if I have a book in front of me, it is helpful when I have a hard copy. I have digital copies. The publishers are so kind and accommodating here, and it helps me with the process. But I like to, you know, have the hard copy as well. So that's great that you're offering that. That's all part of the subscription.
It's all part of the subscription, Bill, and you are not alone at all. I mean, there is a significant portion of students who still like it. But in education, what they also like is the digital component allows us to actually, you know, figure out where the student is and pace the student at different rates, because not every student in each class learns at the same speed. Mm-hmm. So you can now get to the speed that's right for you. You can go ahead and learn more, or you can catch up. And that's the beauty of the digital transformation, not necessarily the e-book. You know, the e-book is not a better experience than the print book,
mm-hmm.
but to have the digital platforms that allow you to customize is really what this is all about.
Yeah, without a doubt. We're talking with Michael Hansen, CEO of Cengage, a global education and technology company, with this new model. This is really exciting. So how has the response been so far, Michael?
So far has been overwhelmingly positive. And as you know, the first barrier for us is we need to convince faculty to teach with materials so that students can have access to this business model. And we've been out over the last 6 months talking to faculty all around the country on every campus of the United States, and we have talked to them about it. And the response has been extremely positive because the faculty knows and shares the pain of the student around cost. And what the faculty is worried about is that the students are postponing purchasing materials or they're skipping it altogether. And then they fall behind in the course. And then by midterms, the midterms roll around and the students drop out.
Exactly.
And then what used to be a four-year college, you know, a college program becomes five-year and six-year and more cost. So it's kicking the can down the road, so to speak. So the overwhelming reaction has been extremely positive.
Well, Michael, I'm glad to hear that because I got to think it's going to be tough for professors who have made a great living on the sale of their books. You know, those who have written books. And as I mentioned earlier, you know, you change a page or two. Okay, we've got a new edition. Throw out the old one for the sake of a chapter change. And now we've got to, you know, start all over again. But now with the digital age, we can edit, copy, paste, and you can really keep them up to date quite quickly. But what does this do in terms of reward and benefit for the professors who are writing books?
Well, you know, the authors are very important to us because we work with them very closely and we've worked with them over decades and in some cases many, many decades. And, you know, we believe that for the authors, this model is actually ultimately a real benefit in the sense that the authors clearly, as the students will consume and will actually buy this model, and more students will buy it because it's so affordable, you know, the authors will end up making more money rather than less money. But keep in mind also that in terms of faculty, authors are a very small part of the faculty. The vast majority of faculty in this country are actually adjunct professors that are not authors, and they just want to make sure that the students have a good experience and that they complete the course, and importantly, that they get the skills they need to compete in the 21st century in the workplace.
Yeah, more importantly, above all, and I think even for those authors, you know, when the book is sold, you know, from student to student, you know, they're not getting any money there, but here through this digital, everybody is part of it, and they're going to get their reward from more participation. So that's excellent. So as we wrap things up, we got less than a minute here, Michael. Really appreciate the time, and congratulations on the idea. I'm hearing cheering in the background from students across America saying it is a about time, and they're excited to be participating in this new model. You know, just to summarize, you know, what do you see for the future of this and where people can go for more information?
Well, the simplest way to get more information is go to cengage.com, cengage.com/unlimited. You can get all the information there. But if you're a student heading back for college right now, just walk into your college bookstore. You can find all the information right there and then. And my last piece of advice is shop around. Just because somebody tells you it's always been done that way, it doesn't have to be that way. And I think this new service is one of those examples.
Exactly. Well, the times, they are changing, and there are times that can save you a lot of money. So you want to be in the flow of the know. Michael Hansen, Chief Executive Officer with Cengage. Thank you, Michael, for being with us. Have a great day.
Thank you, Bill.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm